The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Susan Dellinger from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, March 2020, Volume 21, Number 3, and this is the second of five installments of the March issue. This month's cover is a close-up of Oprah, who's looking straight at the camera, smiling, and she's wearing round glasses with a thin silver frame, and her hair is tightly pulled back her face, and she's wearing a black turtleneck. This month's headline is a quote from Oprah. "I'm always amazed by how easy it is to impact another life." And we'll start out with The World According to Gail. In the upper right-hand corner, we have a selfie of Gail with the singer Billie Eilish. Gail says, "I interviewed Billie Eilish for CBS just as she was getting her driver's license. When she offered me a lift in her beloved Dodge Challenger, nicknamed the Dragon, I hopped right in. During our drive, the 18-year-old superstar talked about her chart-topping album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She wrote and recorded it with her brother in their childhood home, and she also talked about her struggle with depression. After going through dark times, Billie told me she now feels very comfortable in her skin and very excited to headline her first global arena tour, which kicks off March 9th. When she lights up Madison Square Garden, I'll be there singing with thousands of other fans along for the ride." And in the upper left-hand corner, we have a row of little sock-stuffed animals, and they're in palest shades of pink, mostly, and off-white, and a couple of beige ones. We have a little unicorn, a teddy bear, a reindeer, a lamb, a sheep, and they're decked out with little flowers and cute little button noses. Under the heading "By," Gail says, "I think these deer, dogs, and unicorns are beyond cute, but what they represent is even better. They were dreamed up in 2015 by a Canadian couple who believe a cuddle can change the world, which is why for every huggable doll purchased, 10 meals are donated to children in need. And the bonus, the toys are hand-knit in Peru by artisans who receive fair wages. Nearly 5 years later, the company has provided more than 11 million meals to kids in 66 countries. Regardless of your age, couldn't we all use a good snuggle? From $52 each, and go to the website cuddleandkind.com. And next, there is a picture of a skyscraper with a cantilever deck. And under the heading "Go," it says, "O Magazine's 20th anniversary is still a few months away, in May, but we're already looking for the perfect party venue. One top contender, The Edge at Hudson Yards, an outdoor observation deck opening March 11th, more than 1,000 feet above Manhattan. The gravity-defying platform is great for a celebration, a romantic dinner. One floor up is Peak Restaurant, or just a really good view of the city. But for those with a fear of heights, I recommend hanging out in the indoor champagne bar." And now, under "Watch," "I liked A Quiet Place," says Gail, "so much that I cut a vacation short to interview John Krasinski, who co-wrote, directed, and starred in the post-apocalyptic horror hit. So I was thrilled to hear he was releasing A Quiet Place Part 2 on March 20th. John's character dies in the first film, but his on-screen wife, played by his off-screen wife, Emily Blunt, lives, and now she and their kids have to silently journey on to avoid monsters who hunt their prey by sound. The movie's bound to be scary, but remember, no screaming allowed." And finally, under "Stream," Sparks are bound to fly when you cross an uptight suburban housewife with a defensive single mom keeping a secret. And that's what happens in Little Fires Everywhere, a Hulu series beginning March 18th, based on Celeste Ng's novel. It follows two very different women drawn together by their children's friendship. Reese Witherspoon as Alina Richardson, the matriarch of an affluent, seemingly picture-perfect family. And Kerry Washington plays Mia Warren, a solo parent living paycheck to paycheck. Kerry has said it's a story of race and class, and I'd add how far mothers will go to do what they believe is right for their kids. Kerry and Reese, you two are, well, on fire. Yeah, I said it. And now, on the very first page of Live Your Best Life, we have a snapshot of a young girl sitting in an old-fashioned lawn chair, you know, the kind with the webbing. This one's kind of a yellowish gold. There's green grass in the background. We're really thinking summer here. And she's got her arms propped up on the arms of the chair, and she's reading a very old Vogue magazine. In fact, you can read it here in the picture. It's a 1986 Vogue magazine. Now, this is a cute little, I'd say about 6-year-old girl. She's African-American. She's striking such a grown-up pose. They've got a little bit of lipstick on her, and she's got some cat-eye, horn-rimmed glasses and a big, natural, curly hairstyle. And she's wearing a little two-piece swimsuit. The quote is from James Baldwin. "The place in which I'll fit will not exist until I make it." And let's read the high five, a whole handful of things to cheer about this month. The first one, we have the pictures front and back of a violin. And this violin has this inlay of a Star of David on the back and all kinds of little detailing on the edge. The heading is Heartstrings. Violins of Hope shines a light on one of history's darkest chapters. The collection of instruments consists of more than 80 donated violins, violas, and cellos played by Jews in concentration camps and elsewhere during the Holocaust, all restored by a father and son in Tel Aviv. They're featured in concerts, exhibitions, and educational programming in honor of the musicians and culture that perished. 50 of the pieces are on tour in San Francisco through February 29th and head to LA on March 20th. You can go to violins-of-hope.com for more. The next picture, we have these bright colored floral backgrounds, and we can just see the top of the head of a woman with dark hair and dark eyes. And the heading is Raise the Roof. Rachel Lopez is taking the world on a joyride. With apps like Uber threatening to retire Mumbai's taxis, the journalist is documenting the kaleidoscopic patterns that famously cover the car's ceilings. Find Lopez's photos on her Instagram account at The Greater Bombay. And next we have a picture of a young woman sitting in a chair in a hospital setting, with a cart beside her that has, you know, this equipment that beeps and lights up, and it has hangers for IV bags, and there's a teddy bear hanging from there. And the heading is Bear Necessity. After a few intimidating experiences with IV treatments for an immune disorder, 13-year-old Ella Kasona, pictured above, wanted to make hospital visits less frightening for other children, so she invented the Medi Teddy, a friendly cover for IV bags. To donate a plush pal to pediatric patients worldwide, or to request one for your own brave kiddo, go to medi-teddy.org. And now our next item, global affairs. Where in the world are Josh Simpson's miniature glass planets? At the base camp of Mount Everest, a castle in the Scottish Highlands, NASA's Johnson Space Center, and more than 3,000 other surprising locations. Each golf ball-sized sculpture is made for the fine artist's Infinity Project. which gives away two dazzling orbs to an applicant every month, one to be kept and the other to be hidden until a lucky wanderer stumbles upon it. Learn more at megaplanet.com. And this looks like a clear glass orb with lots of bright items inside it, almost like, handmade glass to look like bright coral and blue sea. And now number 5, pet project. And we have a picture of a dog, and there's a little wooden box, and it says stick library on it, and the dog has a stick from this stacked up in this box in his mouth. What to do with a stick-loving pup and a treeless local park? Andrew Taylor, a dog dad in New Zealand, took matters into his own hands by creating a lending library of you-know-whats that neighborhood pooches can play with. How fetch. And the Live Your Best Life, My Best Life celebrity this month is Octavia Spencer, the Oscar-winning actor, now executive producer and star of Netflix's Self-Made, airing March 20th, about trailblazing hair care entrepreneur Madam C.J. Walker on what she can't live without. And Octavia is looking at us. It's kind of a close-up of her, just on a plain black T-shirt and really nice subdued makeup with a little bit of coral lipstick. And her hair is very wavy and smooth and parted in the middle. And so her best life, what she can't live without, flowers. She says, there is never a time when I don't have fresh blooms in my house. I like to have one big, beautiful bouquet in my dining room and a bunch of little arrangements in mason jars in my bathrooms. I don't have a green thumb, so I can't grow them, but I talk to and appreciate them and let them know the joy they bring me. She also can't live without her jewelry. She says, my jobs are like my children. For the past 5 years, every time I've wrapped a project, I've bought a piece of jewelry to commemorate each kid. She also says she cannot live without meditation. I start every morning by letting my brain find gratitude, give gratitude, receive gratitude, all of those beautiful things. Then I make my coffee and hang out. I call it my lounge time. I don't like to be rushed. If I have to get up and run out the door, my whole day will be off. And next is books, especially those that friends and family have told me I have to read, like William P. Young's The Shack. I love thrillers, and this one has a whole spiritual aspect to it. And also, time outside. Taking a few minutes to watch the rain come down, see the sunshine, or hear the rustling of the leaves. That's my shortcut to joy. Nature's music gives us some of the best songs we can hear. And finally, my home. When I'm not working, I might start the weekend with a hike, but then I spend the rest of it in my house, away from everyone. I made this place to be one of my favorite things, so it's hard to be here and not enjoy it. It's my best retreat. We'll head over now to Let's Eat. And from Oprah's Farm to your table, it's radicchio, which is a red leafy vegetable. Oprah says, crunchy, a little biting, and bitter in a good way, radicchio is one of my favorite leafy vegetables. Not only will its bold flavor liven up your menu, but its beautiful reddish-purple hue makes it almost as pleasurable to eat as it is to look at. And there's a little footnote here. Ciocio radicchio is the standard, but look for milder Treviso and extra firm Treviso Chardivo, which holds its shape when cooked at your farmer's market. And now, Chef Raymond's Chicken Pear Radicchio Cups. This makes 4 servings, about 12 cups, for a total time of 1 hour. Here are the ingredients. 1 head of radicchio, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling. 1 Bartlett pear diced, skin on. Kosher salt, ground black pepper, pinch of chipotle powder, 6 ounces of mixed mushrooms, 3 garlic cloves, chopped, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, the juice of 1 lemon, 1 skin on chicken breast, 1 skin on chicken thigh, 2 ounces of smoky blue cheese crumbled, 1 tablespoon of toasted pine nuts, 1 tablespoon of tarragon leaves, 1 tablespoon of torn parsley. And here are the instructions. Cut off the bottom of the radicchio and discard. Gently remove the leaves and soak in ice water 3 to 5 minutes. Pat dry and refrigerate. In a medium saute pan, drizzle olive oil and turn heat to high. Once oil is hot, add pear and season with salt, pepper, and chipotle powder. Cook 2 to 3 minutes, being careful not to burn. Remove pear and set aside. To the pan, add 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Once hot, add the mushrooms, season with salt and pepper, and saute until mushrooms start to caramelize, 2 to 3 minutes. Add garlic and reduce heat to medium-low. Add soy sauce and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Remove mushrooms from pan and set aside. Heat a grill to medium-high. Season chicken pieces with salt and pepper and drizzle with olive oil. Grill chicken, skin side down, until skin is dark brown, 10 to 15 minutes. Drizzle lemon juice over each piece, then flip and continue cooking until internal temperature reaches 165 degrees. Remove from grill, let rest for 5 to 10 minutes, then dice. Fill each radicchio cup, a third full with mushrooms, then add diced chicken, pear, cheese, and pine nuts. Finish with tarragon and parsley. Oprah says the radicchio is like a leafy bun, and I love that Chef Raymond added a hint of blue cheese to the sweet and salty chicken pear mixture for a little tang. And then fresh tips across the bottom of the page from Oprah's Chef Raymond Weber. Soaking the leaves in ice water dials down some of the radicchio's bitter flavor. A savory pairing like mushrooms or prosciutto will also mellow out its natural bite. To keep radicchio fresh longer, loosely wrap it with damp paper towels before storing in your refrigerator's crisper. Radicchio makes a balanced base for a charred salad. Cut ahead in quarters, drizzle with olive oil, season with salt and pepper, and grill on medium high until tender, 8 to 10 minutes. And now let's head over to the special features section of the magazine and finish that part. Beyond These Bars is the name of this last article for this month. For men and women in solitary confinement, the world shrinks to a tiny cell with rare opportunities to look into another human's eyes. This month, O joins the efforts of an organization that aims to break through that profound isolation. After Anthony Ray Hinton was sentenced to death for 2 murders he didn't commit, he was led to a cell of 5 by 7 feet, roughly the dimensions of a king-size mattress, where he would spend nearly 30 years. Except for precious visiting days, most of his conversations were held through a mesh window in his door or a slot just large enough to fit a styrofoam tray and its contents. For 15 minutes daily, he had a chance to see the sky, but only through an outdoor cage. When Hinton was exonerated and released in 2015, the first words he spoke in Fresh Air would become the title of his memoir, a 2018 Oprah's Book Club pick, The Sun Does Shine. But he still struggles with darkness. He says, quote, "Solitary confinement is designed to break you. I saw men go in normal, and by the time they came out, they just lost what little mind they had left. In a sense, I will be in solitary confinement for perhaps the rest of my life." End of quote. The first month Hinton was home, he felt safest sleeping in the bathroom, a space he realized was about the size of his cell. Even now, he's sometimes compelled to use his imagination to escape the way he did on death row to survive. He says, quote, "I told my mind, I need you to make this cell as big as you possibly can. I imagined playing tennis, traveling, having tea with the Queen of England. But not every person in solitary confinement can use their mind like that." End of quote. After lights out, when he heard men crying in their cells, Hinton tried to help them visualize freedom, seeing the ocean, flying to New York, eating a good meal. Long-term isolation and sensory deprivation can cause such severe psychological damage, depression, cognitive impairment, psychosis, that a UN torture expert has called for a worldwide ban on solitary. In 2006, the artist and activist Laurie Jo Reynolds and a group of her fellow artists and poets were so appalled by the conditions at Tams Correctional Center, an Illinois super maximum security prison, that they began sending poems and letters to each person inside, all in isolation. Reynolds says, quote, "In the replies, a lot of them described themselves as ghosts, as if they didn't exist." End of quote. The group wanted their correspondents to have something meaningful to look at as well, so they mailed forms asking them to describe the images they wanted to see most. The resulting flood of handwritten requests was stunning in its variety, Reynolds says. One man asked for a photo of his aunt's house, another for a Puerto Rican flag. One wanted, quote, "a lovesick clown holding an old-fashioned feather pen," end of quote. TAMS closed in 2013, but the exchange continues. The photo requests from solitary site posts descriptions of images dreamed up by prisoners in six states and invites anyone to create them. There are requests for flowers, landmarks, imaginary scenes, some accompanied by instructions for art directions. Reynolds says, quote, "It's a collaboration between the person who is incarcerated and the photographer that's almost important as the photo itself. You're giving someone who feels invisible an image that says, I heard what you needed to see," end of quote. O asked some photographers we admire to fulfill a few prisoners' requests. On these pages are the results of their collaborations. And this is request number 152 from Lori, whose location is Pennsylvania. Her vision in Lori's words. An image of an African-American woman behind bars, standing sideways, head back, arms flared in back of her, with a mist of her past shedding off of her. Maybe the girl could be in color, or the bars and walls could fade into color, or the bars, walls, and mist could be in grayish hues. My past, prostitution, drugs, rape, molestation, and all the emotions that come with them. Specific instructions? Ugly grayish hues for everything except the woman, who is colorful and beautiful even in prison. Some mist must remain on the woman to show she's shedding it. Her past. And this picture is exactly as she described. We have a tall, slender African-American woman, a dancer, barefooted, with a natural curly hair, and she's wearing a pink dress that comes just below her knees, and it's got a waist, and it's that kind of halter top with a high neckline, knife pleats, and it's sort of flowing. The model is holding the skirt up behind her, and one leg is kicking behind her. So she really looks like a dancer. And like I said, this is pink against black bars and a gray background with this mist. And the dress is like the one Marilyn Monroe wore in that famous image where she's standing on the sidewalk over a grate, and the grate is blowing her skirt up. And let's read the photographer's notes. There was more pressure than usual because with this shoot, we were executing someone's personal, metaphorical vision, yet couldn't ask her opinion. I encouraged the model, Tanea, to do the pose in a strong and powerful way, chin up, long body, and to not be afraid to take up space. She was happy to work as long as it took to get the proper image. Everyone on set seemed to understand that this was something we had to get right. And that's from Allie Holloway. The next one is request number 68 from Nicodemo, and his location is Pennsylvania. His vision, in his words, looking at the ocean and skyline from the boardwalk, just when it's starting to get dark outside. His specific instructions, make it real. And that is what we have. We're looking down the metal railing on a boardwalk with the beach off to our left and the setting sun over a pier on the horizon. So we've got that nice golden hue with a little bit of blue still up in the sky. And then over on the right, we have these metal structures that are the amusement rides. And here are the photographer's notes. For me, the greatest joy in this life is being able to see the world around me. It's humbling to recognize that Nicodemo made the impossible decision of choosing only one image to represent it. Being tasked to create that image for another person immersed me in my surroundings in a new way. I don't think I have ever walked so thoughtfully down a boardwalk in my life, looking around me with eyes that weren't mine, seeing the light hit the waves in new ways. And that's from Timothy Mulcair. And next is request number 55 from Daryl, location Illinois. And Daryl says his vision, in his words, are, this might seem like a crazy request, but I would like a picture of people from the city. It's been a long time since I've seen someone from home. Nothing special. Just a lot of people, most likely downtown rush hour. And his specific instructions, just want to thank him or her in advance for taking time out of their day to do something for us guys in need. Thank you. God bless. And we have three pictures here, and they are from downtown Chicago. The weather's a little cool. Lots of people in jeans, but with puffy jackets and fur-lined boots. The biggest photograph is taken at a street corner, people crossing on the black and white lines. There's a Marshall Field and Company stone building on the right. The old metal structure for the L train is off to the left of this picture with high-rise buildings in the background. And then next we have another street corner, a couple of yellow cabs, and then a picture of a person wrapped up in a parka amongst the crowd pointing up to the sky. And here are the photographer's notes. I tried to think about what I'd want to see if I hadn't been in the city for a long time. To capture the feeling of sidewalks crowded with strangers, I chose the corner of Michigan Avenue and Randolph Street because it's a hub of activity. With people leaving work, tourists exploring Millennium Park, and for a few moments, this typically stressful and congested place felt beautiful. And that's from Kristen Norman. Next is request number 191 from Alton, and his location is Pennsylvania. His vision, in his words, the complete view from the top of the World Trade Center, if possible, if not the best view. Specific instructions, no, just thank him or her kindly. And what we have here is a picture looking from southern Manhattan north. Dominating the middle of the picture is the Empire State Building with lots of other skyscrapers around it. And here are the photographer's notes. I thought it would be nice to capture the sun going down, so at first that's what I did. But after I got the shots, I thought maybe I was doing Alton a disservice because I wasn't capturing what he wanted to see. He asked for the best view, not the sunset. So I stayed and kept shooting. So this is just after the sunset, so there's still light, but we can see also the lights of the buildings and the traffic. And finally, request number 207. Name, Yafis. Nickname, Boo Rock. His location is Pennsylvania. His vision, in his words. I would like to see a photograph of the superhero Black Panther with the Philadelphia skyline behind him, or the street sign of the block where I lived, 65th Street and Greenway Avenue. Specific instructions, only to know that they are greatly appreciated for making this photograph for me. Thank you. And this is an urban residential street corner, and these are 100-year-old row houses all lined up. And as they generally do in cities, the front porches, a lot of cases, have been bricked up to make sunrooms or front rooms. We've got an old utility pole here with the street signs, Greenway Avenue, 65th Street, and all the heavy cable and other utility wires on them. And in the front is a tall, kind of muscular person in a Black Panther costume. The photographer's notes, with this image, I wanted to evoke strength and pride. The sun streaming into the shot really brought everything to life. People were driving by doing the Wakanda Forever pose, and it reminded us of how powerful that movie was and why Yafis might have wanted this symbol as his photo. And that's from Allie Holloway. And then, as a footnote, to fulfill a photo request or donate to the nonprofit Solitary Watch, which runs the project, visit photorequestfromsolitary.org. We'll switch gears completely now and head over to the beautiful section of the magazine, and we'll look at Inside the Beauty Closet. O Beauty Director Brian Underwood handpicks his favorite new finds. In the upper left-hand corner, we have a tube that's pink and white with some little geometric shapes on it. And then the heading goes, "No more crunchy curls." Emerge, a new line for naturally textured hair, is really changing the game. When I used this gel on my daughter's spirals, the result was a gorgeously defined, touchable shape that held together even through an impromptu living room somersault session. Emerge Style Goals Gel, $7 at Target.com. And next we have a compact of this nice kind of ivory skin color powder, and it's been pressed with an image that is almost like an Aztec sunburst. And the heading is Finishing Touch. As useful as it is strikingly beautiful, this setting powder locks in makeup and camouflages imperfections. Chantecaille Perfect Blur Finishing Powder, $80 from Chantecaille.com. Then we've got a little glass jar with a gold lid, and it says Portion Control. Retinol in single-dose capsules means you get just the right amount of the wonder ingredient every time. ROC, or Rock Retinol Correction Line Smoothing Night Serum Capsules, $33 from Ulta.com. And then there's a little tiny tub, a glass tub, and this one's got a deep, deep coral, almost with a raspberry hint to it. Colorful paste in it with a little gold lid. It says Fresh Sugar Blood Orange Hydrating Lip Balm. And the heading is Lip Service. I'm obsessed with the Fresh Sugar Lip Balms, and the brand was introduced a blood orange flavor. Sweet. Fresh Sugar Blood Orange Hydrating Lip Balm, $18, and go to fresh.com to see it. The next heading is Easy on the Eyes. Liquid eyeshadow is the ultimate in low-effort, high-impact beauty, and the four new shades from Mary Kay are stellar specimens. One swipe from lash line to crease imparts an arresting pop of color in less than 30 seconds. This one is actually sort of a champagne gold that shimmers. Mary Kay Liquid Eyeshadow in Light Beam, $14 at MaryKay.com. Oh, and next we have Dolce & Gabbana perfume. Summer in a Bottle. One of my bucket list items is a trip to Italy's sun-drenched Amalfi Coast. This is what I imagine it smells like. And this is a nice sort of rounded bottle, and the lid is actually some yellow flower. It's got a little black grosgrain ribbon tied in a bow at the top. It's $122 at Sephora.com. And next, we have a white Neutrogena pump bottle, spray-on bottle, excuse me, spritz-on shield. Having suffered many a blistering sunburn as a kid, my mother says defensively, "You try getting sunscreen on a wriggling little boy." I've become an SPF militant. That's why I'm thrilled that one of my go-to formulas, lightweight, invisible, now comes in mist form for easier reapplication. This one's for you, Ma. Neutrogena Ultra Sheer Face Mist Sunscreen Broad Spectrum SPF 55, $13 at drugstores. And finally, a tube of lipstick. And this is a nice, deep red with a few hints of maybe orange. Less is more is the heading. 76% of the 19 ingredients that make up this lipstick are naturally derived. And the color payoff for all 25 shades is 100% incredible. Bare Minerals, Mineralist, Hydra Smoothing Lipstick. This color is intuition, and it's $20 at bareminerals.com. Let's head now to the Feeling Good section of the magazine. And the first article is, Can You Eat Your Way Happy? Sunny Seagold reports from the front lines of the burgeoning field of nutritional psychiatry. There's a little sidebar here, just FYI. The standard American diet, known by its acronym SAD, is high in refined and processed foods and red meat, but is low in plants. What did you have for breakfast this morning, and what about dinner last night? These are two of the first questions Emily Deans, MD, asks new patients during their initial appointment. Deans isn't a dietitian or an endocrinologist. She's not trying to help people lower their cholesterol or manage their diabetes. She's a psychiatrist whose patients have depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and other psychological issues. And she's one of a small but rapidly growing group of health professionals using nutrition in addition to medication and psychotherapy to help treat mental illness. The practice is called nutritional psychiatry, and it's especially compelling for doctors who've been frustrated by the limits of standard treatments. Deans, who teaches part-time at Harvard Medical School, says, quote, "When I graduated from medical school in 2000, we were told that if we just prescribed the right meds, we could treat nearly everyone. After a few years in clinical practice, I saw that for some of my patients, medication works really well, but for others, it doesn't do anything," end of quote. Current estimates suggest that only about 30 to 60% of people with depression become symptom-free with drugs, and up to 30% aren't helped by meds at all. Yet there's a steady stream of promising research in using food to complement or supplement a treatment plan. For example, in 2010, Australian psychiatric epidemiologist Felice Jacka, PhD, and her team found that women who ate primarily fruit, vegetables, meat, fish, and whole grains were less likely to be anxious and depressed than those who ate more processed, fried, and sugary foods. Along the same lines, postmenopausal women whose diets were high in added sugars were 23% more likely to develop depression over the next 3 years, according to a 2015 study of 70,000-plus women ages 50 to 79. In 2017, Jacka, by then director of the Food and Mood Center at Deakin University in Australia, and her colleagues published the first ever randomized controlled trial, the gold standard of studies, of food as a treatment for depression. The researchers recruited 67 people with moderate to severe depressive symptoms, most of whom were already taking antidepressants, receiving psychotherapy, or both, and divided them into two groups. Over the course of 12 weeks, the experimental group received 7-hour-long dietary counseling sessions instructing them to prioritize produce, seafood, nuts, lean meats, chicken, and legumes, and eat less refined starches and sugar. The other participants attended 7-hour-long support group meetings. At the end of the experiment, 32% of the people who were served up nutritional info were relieved of their depressive symptoms versus only 8% of the support group participants. Another Australian randomized controlled trial published online that same year showed that people with depression who ate a Mediterranean-style diet with lots of fruits and vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats for 6 months felt significantly less panicky and listless and more enthusiastic and determined. The results offered scientific support for what many had suspected. Improve someone's diet and you might be able to improve their mood. Mental health is influenced in part by the firing of nerve cells and the release of neurochemicals. But these processes can't work well without essential nutrients as fuel. Omega-3 fatty acids, for example, serve as building blocks for cell membranes and are vital for effective brain cell communication. Magnesium is needed for healthy brain activity and also required to relay signals from the brain to the body. Unfortunately, it's been estimated that about half of Americans don't get enough dietary magnesium, and most fall short of the daily 500 milligrams of long-chain omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that some international health associations recommend. If your brain is starved of the nutrients needed to work properly, it only makes sense that your psychological function can suffer. Foods like leafy greens and brightly colored peppers are full of antioxidants, plant chemicals that help fight oxidative damage to brain cells caused by pollution, toxins, and normal bodily processes. Research has linked markers of oxidative stress with depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. David Miskellen, MD, PhD, director of the Depression Clinical and Research Program at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston and founding member of the International Society for Nutritional Psychiatric Research, ISNPR, says, quote, even some forms of dementia are thought to be a product of this kind of damage. Miskellen also asks all patients about what they eat. Another way our diet affects our risk for mood disorders is through the bacteria and other microbes in our intestines, aka the gut microbiome. Bacteria there produce many of the neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, that our brain needs to help balance mood, and early studies suggest that people with major depression have a different assemblage of bacteria in their GI tract. Moreover, research has found that when gut microbes from depressed humans are transplanted into rodents, the animals will also become depressed, says Deans. So can changing the microbiome through diet help a depressed human get undepressed? That's what researchers are eagerly looking into right now. The role of gut bugs in mental health was one of the hottest topics at the 2019 ISNPR meeting in London last fall. Almost 20% of the conference's sessions addressed the issue. Yet talking about diet still isn't part of standard practice for psychiatrists here in the U.S. Dean says, quote, no one will dispute that diet is related to heart disease, diabetes, or GI problems, but lots of very smart people still scoff at the idea that it could be related to mental illness, end of quote. One reason for doctors' caution around using food as medicine for mental health may be that nutrition science is complicated and connections are hard to prove. Plus, the slightest hint of cause and effect tends to be sensationalized by supplement marketers and promoters of fad diets. Remember anti-aging red wine pills? Quote, there's so much misinformation and non-evidence-based advice being disseminated, and that's made many physicians confused about what they should be prescribing and how they should be going about it, end of quote, says Jacka. But as the research on food and mood piles up, physicians are starting to come on board. An international task force led by Jacka is developing clinical practice guidelines for treating depression using lifestyle medicine, diet as well as exercise, sleep hygiene, and substance cessation as a first step. At the forefront of nutritional psychiatry here in the U.S., Drew Ramsey, M.D., a psychiatrist and assistant clinical professor at Columbia University, already does a full nutritional assessment on every patient. He'll then work with the individual to come up with food swaps that feel doable. Says Ramsey, quote, "It's the difference between telling someone you should eat more seafood and greens and getting to know their tastes and challenges so I can prescribe fish tacos and kale Caesar salads," end of quote. He recalls one patient who stopped having panic attacks after incorporating dietary changes into her treatment plan. Another woman experienced a significant reduction in her severe depression and mood swings after swearing off mac and cheese and pizza in favor of more protein, whole grains, and vegetables. Ramsey says, quote, "With someone like her, we started small, having a salad with her pizza, for example. She ate out a lot, so once a week she'd order salmon. She started bringing snacks everywhere she went, then switched from crackers and chips to nuts," end of quote. Ramsey, also a founding member of the ISNPR, treats a small number of patients with diet changes and counseling alone, saying, quote, "For significant depression, using food by itself without antidepressants or psychotherapy is rare. People like to make this a zucchini versus Zoloft conversation, but that's the wrong way to look at nutritional psychiatry," end of quote. Rather, he says, it's about using everything in the toolbox and the lunchbox to help patients feel better. And on the sidebar, we have food for thought. At the moment, there isn't a nutritional psychiatry degree, although last October, Drew Ramsey, MD, led the first continuing education course in the U.S. for medical providers focusing on this specific topic at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Nor is there yet a searchable database of dedicated practitioners, but you can tell your current mental health provider you're interested in nutritional psychiatry and ask whether they're willing to look into it. You could also work with a registered dietitian to switch to a brain-friendly, whole foods, Mediterranean-style diet. And you can educate yourself with books like Ramsey's Eat Complete or Brain Changer, The Good Mental Health Diet by Felice Jacka, PhD. And under the heading Good Mood Menu, Drew Ramsey, MD, and Laura LaChance, MD, have identified 12 so-called antidepressant nutrients they say the brain needs to help regulate mood and prevent depression. And here are those 12. Folate, iron, long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, that would be EPA and DHA, magnesium, potassium, selenium, thiamine, vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and zinc. According to their 2018 study, the animal foods with the highest concentration of these nutrients are seafood, especially oysters, clams, mussels, crab, and tuna, and organ meats. The highest scoring plant foods are leafy greens, colorful peppers, and cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. The fiber in produce can also help feed a healthy gut, as do fermented foods such as kefir, unsweetened yogurt, kimchi, and sauerkraut. They help balance our gut microbiome and potentially our mood as well. Now, still in the feeling good section of the magazine, we have a health hero, and the heading is Long Distance Calls, One Doctor's Cure for the Millions of Underserved Patients Across America. Imagine you've just been diagnosed with diabetes, or you were born with a heart defect, or your gynecologist finds a suspicious lump on your breast, but no doctors in your town specialize in your condition. Imagine, too, that the nearest specialist is 60 miles away, and there's a 3-month wait for an appointment. Not that you could afford to go anyway, you're uninsured, and you can't miss a day of work to get there and back. For millions of Americans who are served only by community health clinics, that disheartening scenario is reality. Laura Green, MD, an OBGYN in San Francisco, explains, quote, "Community clinics often have limited resources, and many of their patients are uninsured or underinsured or live below the poverty line," end of quote. And the situation is becoming more dire as the Association of American Medical Colleges predicts a shortage of up to 122,000 physicians by 2032, with people in rural and inner city areas expected to be hardest hit. 5 years ago, Green had an aha moment about breaking down some barriers to care. She says, quote, "How great would it be if I could tap into the expertise of retired physicians with free time and have them share it with primary care providers in those communities," end of quote. Pretty great idea. In 2014, Green, who in her 60s still delivers hundreds of babies every year, founded the MAVEN, Medical Alumni Volunteer Expert Network Project. The nonprofit provides consultations, educational sessions, and mentoring via video conferences, texts, and phone calls to healthcare providers at 96 community clinics in 9 states. Pediatrician Lisa Gwynn, D.O., medical director of the University of Miami Health System's Pediatric Mobile Clinic, is among the enthusiastic beneficiaries of the help. Thanks to MAVEN, she and her staff are able to provide more specialty medical care to thousands of uninsured children across Miami-Dade County. Gwynn says, quote, "As a result, we're able to treat conditions that wouldn't even be diagnosed otherwise," end of quote. Today, MAVEN services are available to more than 765,000 patients. Dallas Akers, 45, is one. The Seattle law student, who served time in prison for drug-related crimes, has lupus and psoriatic arthritis. Akers says, quote, "On a good day, walking any distance is difficult, and on a bad day, I consider getting out of bed a success," end of quote. The day she was released in 2018, she visited family medicine doctor Laura Morgan, M.D., at a local clinic. Morgan consulted with one of MAVEN's volunteer rheumatologists, who walked her through specific tests to order for Akers and prescribed medications. The partnership paid off. Last June, Akers was able to walk across the stage at her graduation ceremony at the University of Washington, where she earned a bachelor's degree in law, societies, and justice, thanks to a scholarship she'd earned behind bars. Akers says, quote, "Dr. Morgan and MAVEN provided me with the time and medical treatments I needed to combat my conditions. They didn't care that I couldn't pay or that I have a criminal history," end of quote. The organization helps its volunteers feel valued, too. Green says, quote, "Our doctors often tell me they gain a renewed sense of purpose through working with us. So they win. The patients win. We all win." As we approach the end of the second installment, let's listen to a few answers to this month's question. What small change has made a big impact on your life? Laura Plagens Young of Chicago says, "I try to remember to take a deep breath before I react to something that irritates me. This pause allows me to respond rather than react." Leslie Rayton of Charlottesville, Virginia says, "Taking a walk every morning, rain or shine, it sets the tone for the rest of the day." And Karen Jeske of Dosman, Wisconsin says, "Carrying a camera wherever I go opens my eyes to the beauty around me." And we'll finish off with items from the O-List. And this month we have a few springtime upgrades we think are just great. So we have this lid. Okay, it's blue with a handle, almost like a flat frying pan, but with some different size rings. And the heading is "Seal the Deal." Clang, 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 go your bulky pan lids. Replace your symbol-like toppers with this 3-in-1 stainless steel cover wrapped in silicone. When all is sautéed and done, it can even double as a trivet. Universal lid for pans, originally $59, now 20% off with code OPRAH at madeincookware.com. And next we have some, like, throw rugs. And they're very woven, so you have a nice bright color, but they've also been woven with white, so you get a little variation in there. And we have three of them rolled up here. There's a nice kind of medium blue, a bright sagey green, and then a red. Looming large is the heading. Single-use plastics are on the way out, but you'll get great mileage out of these rugs woven from PVC ribbon. Unfurl the easy-to-clean mats in a foyer or next to the fire pit. Papalina, mono indoor-outdoor reversible rugs, originally from $56 each, now 20% off with code OPRA at toytoys.com. We have a chopping board here, and it's this natural wood look, very flat, and it's got some grooves routed in it, and it stands up on little legs, and on one side of it, there is a compartment that's kind of lime green, and it's where you put the stuff you're chopping. This says, chop of the line. This Neatnik approved cutting board can help you keep tidy during meal prep from start to finish. Whether you're mincing a whole head of garlic, a removable tray keeps your dinner separate from your scraps, or carving up a juicy ham. Liquid catching grooves help prevent spillage. Cupboard Pro, $60 at WilliamSonoma.com. Now, splish splashy. You'll be singing in the rain in this waterproof slicker. A toasty oasis with heat-sealed seams and elastic cuffs that can wick away drops and drips. The coat also folds up into an adorably travel-sized pouch. And it's shown here in pink, and it's just your classic windbreaker, kind of lightweight, has elastic at the bottom and at the bottom of the sleeves. And then it has a hood that has a drawstring. There's one in pale pink. There's one in a bright yellow. And they've got this white and black striped zipper. They are Sloan Women's Jacket, originally $64, and Sam Kids Jacket, $49. Now 20% off with code OPRA, 08lifestyle.com. And with that, we've run out of time for today's episode of OPRA Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.